We are just a month now past the winter solstice in the depth of winter, but with daily light slowly increasing. And this is a time when I can imagine life as a bear, hibernating through the cold and dark, waiting to be renewed by the warmth and light of spring. Of course, for many of us, this is a busy time of year, and most of us certainly do not have the opportunity for hibernation or the rest that can lead to renewal. Thus far this month, we've explored renewal from different viewpoints: letting go, leading to intention and hope; gratitude, leading to generosity; and being present in the moment between release of the past and renewal of the future. Well, this morning I hope to further the exploration from yet another perspective. Renewal. It is the key to the process of life and is deeply embedded in the fabric of reality. We see it as the spinning earth alternates between light and darkness. And in the circadian rhythm, the 24-hour cycle that shapes the physiological process of living beings. As Joan Chittister put it, darkness deserves gratitude. It is the alleluia point at which we learn to understand that all growth does not take place in the sunlight. We see renewal in the process of photosynthesis and in the ebb and flow of tides. We see it in the cycle of seasons: seed to plant, plant to blossom, blossom to fruit, fruit to seed. We see it in procreation, as one generation gives birth to the next. We see it in each night's sleep, as we are renewed physically, in the interplay of hormones and more, and psychologically, through the levels of sleep and the process of dreaming. We see it in the processes of circulation, respiration, and digestion. Often when we are in need of renewal, we wander into the world of nature. Here we follow the flight of geese coming or going. There we walk across newly fallen snow, the only muffled sound made by our feet. Here we see the crocus pushing through the springtime snowfall, a while away yet here. And so it goes. In each of these things, we are renewed. As our opening hymn asked, "Spirit of life, come unto me." And it does in myriad ways with its ability to heal and renew. As Wendell Berry wrote, "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not task their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free." At times, the world is too much with us. Its busyness and noise overwhelm us. The static of the world echoes in our mind, disrupting any possibility of inner peace. When this happens, as it does all too often, we are urged to seek renewal in silence. Take a moment or several and simply stop striving, stop doing, stop thinking. Attend instead to the rhythm of our breathing or the beating of our heart as we seek to slow down. In the words of David Suzuki, every breath is a sacrament, an affirmation of our connection with all other living things, a renewal of our link with our ancestors, and a contribution to generations yet to come. It takes an act of will to find our center point, to become still, to be present, to allow ourselves to rest in the silence. In this silence is renewal. This is one of the gifts of prayer, of meditation, this beautiful silence. By itself, silence does not bring renewal, but it creates the conditions out of which renewal emerges. In silence, we can lower our defenses against the world and direct that energy to the process of renewal. In silence, we can rediscover our essence. In silence, we can enter into prayer or meditation and go deeper as we contemplate matters of consequence in place of the trivia of the world. In silence, we replace human doing with human being. And as we move near to the end of January of this winter, Reverend Kirk Lodeman Copeland offers us some timely words about a wintry spirituality. Unitarian Universalist minister Greta Crosby wrote, "Let us not wish away the winter. It is a season to itself, not simply the way to spring." Martin Marty adds, "Winter is a season of the heart as much as it is a season of the weather." He cautions that those possessed of a summery spirituality are prone to disregard this season of the heart. In winter, we must rely on a wintry spirituality. The painter Andrew Wyeth, in speaking of winter, said, "Something waits beneath it. The whole story doesn't show." A wintry spirituality demands faith, faith that there is more than meets the eye or touches the heart, more love, more hope, and more life. In winter, less appears to be less, but it is so much more than meets the eye. Fallowness provides its own blessing of renewal, and renewal, though hidden from view, is a more active process than we imagine. Winter also requires patience, for the changes that this kind of spirituality fosters happen slowly. We must learn not to hurry winter, but to wait on it. Winter invites meditation, an encouragement to reflect, perhaps, on things for which we have no words. In the great spiritual traditions of the world, meditation is the discipline which we move beyond words to what is. This essential isness is too immediate and complex and mysterious and sublime and simple to be captured in mere words. This is why the mystics are unable to speak directly about their experiences of encounter with ultimate reality. In this way, they are like those poets and artists who convey as much with silence and empty space as they do with word and image. Perhaps this is the sacramental aspect of winter and art, to draw us into mystery without ever finally naming it for us. Most people think that prayer is words. More often than not, it is silence. It is a way of opening ourselves to that which is. Unitarian Universalist minister Jacob Trapp said that to pray is to listen to the revelations of nature, to the meaning of events. In this way, winter is a prayer without words. Do you understand that we need silence as the Northern Hemisphere needs winter? Each, in its own way, is a path to new life, prelude to renewal. As Ruth Stout observes, only in winter can you have longer, quiet stretches when you can savor belonging to yourself. How important it is to savor belonging to yourself. Let us not wish away the silence. It too is a season to itself, not simply the way to something else. Ruth Fleck writes, waiting is time suspended. The clock's hands are stilled. Sounds have lost all meaning. Heartbeats count, but hours do not. It almost feels like falling snow. It takes great discipline to wait. It would be much easier to do something, anything, or everything to bring an end to waiting. But winter, both the outer and inner season, must proceed according to its own calendar. As it progresses, begin to recognize subtle changes that might otherwise have escaped our notice. Often the outer chair first. First light comes earlier, and the winds blow less cold, perhaps not today. But the important changes are those within. The sense of renewal intensifies as we somehow feel more energized. Slowly but surely, we seem more alive than we have in a long time. So, in this time of winter, we see rest and renewal as essential elements of the cycles of life. We've considered rest and renewal in terms of nature and in terms of personal development. On a global level, we're trying to move through a pandemic that has upended everything. And as a spiritual community, we have gone through and are still in the midst of a major transition. So this is now a time for winter spirit, a time to rest and recuperate, practice self-care, and look ahead to renewal and revitalization. As a voluntary community, our health and even survival depends on all of us. We must honor our past as we let go of it. We must have intention and hope for the future. And we must focus on and live in the present. I think we would do well to remember Reverend Deborah Falk's yin of gratitude as a form of rest, leading to the yang of generosity as a basis for renewal. And renewal of Laked Unitarian Fellowship will depend on each of us as we consider what we need from and what we can give to this beloved community. How can we collectively lead this community into the future? How can we work together to embody our mission by growing in spirit, nurturing inclusive relationships, and acting for a just and sustainable world? What do we need in terms of sacred space, and how do we accomplish that? So during this winter, let us rest and consider our renewal. The poet Rilke encourages us to live a while in the question. We are entering a corridor between the worlds. It's okay to not know what happens next. Now, next week, our budget ratification and discussion about the future will give us a chance to share our thoughts about where to go from here and how to live our principles, our vision, our mission. Goethe once said, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it." Once you commit to change, a confluence of forces moves to assist you. The key to integrating change in our lives is have big dreams, take baby steps. As Gandhi said, you must be the change you wish to see. It's a lifelong process of self-actualization, and it's our reason for being here. And a little piece from the Touchstones material, Renewal and Repairing the World. Renewal is the way of the earth, through seeds that burst, grow, bloom, through fallen leaves that become compost enriching the soil, through heavy snows, pruning trees by breaking weaker branches and conserving soil moisture, through periodic fires, renewing diverse ecosystems, through small floods, cleansing rivers, and other natural processes. We would do well to understand that we need renewal individually and collectively. Renewal can come through rest, a walk in the woods, by observing the Sabbath and keeping it holy, by time spent with family or friends, conversing or sharing a meal, or both. We are not the Energizer Bunny. We cannot go on endlessly. Renewal is a process of repair of body, mind, and soul. Only through self-care will we have the motivation and capacity to work to repair the world. May it be so, and may we make it so.